the empty machine.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Tony in?
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, could you tell him it's Jeremiah from Cardiff?
From where?
Cardiff?
Just a second.
Sure. Hey, Tony?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
I'm doing okay.
Good. I don't know if you recall, we spoke beginning of May. You wanted me to give you a call in July, because I guess you were possibly thinking about bringing on a multi-access CNC?
Yeah.
You
already
guys
did that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
It must have been very recent then.
Actually, yeah, it was recent.
Okay. Did you just pay cash for it, or did you finance it?
No. Well, we actually brought in two. One is financed. The other one was paid for
in
cash.
Okay. Did you, the one that you paid for in cash, did you want to try to finance that one, or are you guys still comfortable just having the cash paid off?
What do you mean finance?
You could still finance it.
How?
You could still, we do those programs where if you paid cash for it and you still wanted to get your cash back for cash flow, we could still try to see if we can finance that piece for you.
I haven't really thought about that at this point.
No worries. You got what kind of rate did you get on the piece that you financed?
It wasn't bad. It was, if I remember correctly, I think it was like 6-something.
Okay. You guys generally have like a bank that you work with, I guess, like Huntington?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Not exclusively, but generally we will work with the bank.
Okay, I totally understand. All right, well, I just was just circling back, so I guess I missed you.
Right.
No worries.
I mean, what do you guys offer as far as, let's say, short-term loans or something like that?
Yeah, so as far as like the capital goes, what'd you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, I remember correctly, I think it was right around 2.2 million.
Okay. So, just to kind of give you, an estimate of what we can get you, I can free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you guys are saying you did 2.2, anywhere between 220 to 260 is what I'd be able to free up for you as far as unsecured cash, as far as short term loan. So if you could, do you guys have like some projects coming up where you could use some additional capital?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we do. We're in the middle of a project right now, but I've been kind of kicking around the idea of building up inventory here, which is going to require materials and labor and so on.
What type of materials is it going to require?
Steel.
Okay. Do you have an idea of what it's going to cost in materials?
Over the course of, let's say, the next quarter, You're probably going to be looking at roughly around 60 to 75,000. I don't have a exact figure.
Okay.
That's going to be in materials, and then, obviously, there's labor and other things that are involved, outside processes, and but this would just help us out with this overall project.
Let me ask you this. What's going to be your total cost on that project, are you thinking? Do you have a kind of a guesstimate?
Right. I've already been kicking numbers around, and I talked to a few people of, anywhere from 110 to 130.
Okay. 110 to 130. What's your guys' return going to be on a project like this? Do you have a specific number? Like, so if you guys are going to spend the 110, do the project, are you going to make a decent amount back, or what's your profit looking like?
Well, we're a machine shop, so profit is usually low double digits.
Okay.
That's standard fare for a business, industrial business like this.
Sure.
What it's going to be on this particular project, that's kind of tough to say because this is ongoing.
Okay.
So,
Well, that's good.
this inventory is going to basically carry through the end of this year and basically into next year.
Oh, okay. Cool. Is this a new client, new customer, or is this
No.
existing?
No, existing, but they've had changes. So, existing customer, but since they've had changes, they essentially shut down a plant.
Okay.
That plant now that used to do whatever this machining, now all of that machining is coming to us here.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Well, sweet. That's a kind of a sweet setup for you guys.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't come without its pitfalls, as they say. We
Yeah.
had to move and
Well,
acquire more equipment and so on and so on.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as like the short term, you said you were thinking about short term. How long were
Yeah.
you thinking, and what'd you have in mind?
Honestly, probably something, the way I was looking at it would be maybe 36 month. 36 month to 48 month,
Okay.
something there.
Okay. I don't have a 48. I do have a 36, where we may possibly be able to do something for you. And the 110 to 130 just doesn't sound like it would be a problem. So if you would like to know, like some hard numbers, it doesn't hurt to look, or keep it in your back pocket as far as knowing what I could do for you. It's a really simple process to get approved with us. It's just a short one-page application, some business banks, and a tax return. And I can send that over to my underwriter and get you an approval probably in about 24 hours. So we work pretty quickly. And then from there, you can kind of, determine what's best for your business and if the numbers make sense to you.
One of the other things is, what kind of fees are we talking about? And secondly, what kind of, and some places I know now started doing it differently instead of, hey, this is going to be your APR or whatever. They just tell you it's going to cost you this kind of money at the end of your term.
Right. So,
So
good question.
which way do you guys do that, and how much are we looking at there? Because I really don't want to waste my time.
And I appreciate that. And so to be, completely upfront with you, we do multiple programs. We have the similar loans that you're talking about, where with those type of loans, the reason why it's a little bit more expensive, and with that certain payback, we do that as well. But it's unsecured, so there's no collateral that's being attached to that specific loan, which is why the rate is higher, and we don't have an APR, same type of thing. It is a payback. So, for example, let's say you borrowed, 110, 120, you pay back 140 to 150, right? You're going to, you know what you're paying back. So every payment you make towards us goes towards the principal and the percentage of payback. There's never a time where you're just paying the minimum payment and only paying the interest, okay? But we also have the other loans as well. So we have the ones that are secured where, you know, you do have some CNCs. You could use that as collateral to get you, you know, a low interest term, 36 to 48 month type of loan, you know, which is something we also do. So there's so many different options that, you know, what I would do basically is kind of figure out all those options for you and what you guys qualify for. And then I would come back to you and, you know, just kind of give you the breakdown of what each program would be. And you would just determine what would be best for your business.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, we have both. So if you want to go the unsecured route, the reason why a lot of businesses are doing that, you know, to be, you know, honest with you, is that it's quick. It's not like going to a bank where you have to submit all this paperwork. It's literally, you sign some documents, we put the cash in your bank account, and they just, the payments just automatically come out. And there's different options. You can do a daily payment, a weekly payment, and a monthly payment. But they start taking the money back. And they're shorter term. So that's the thing. But it's unsecured. So you're not putting up anything as collateral. You're not going through a crazy extensive process to try to get this money. You literally, you know, just make a phone call and you have a couple hundred thousand in your account. You okay. know, which is why a lot of business owners are starting to enjoy that. They just hate, they don't have time to go through a bank and then deal with, you know, a traditional bank. So they're like, you know what, I just need the cash.
I just did that last year, and I got to tell you, it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. So, but it's like the trade-off, you know, you're going to pay a little more. It's going to cost you a little bit, but at the end of the day, if it makes your business run faster and smoother, and you'll still, you know, you're going to be able to benefit from it, then it works. That's why I say if the numbers work and they make sense for your business, then you should definitely, you know, look into that option.
All right.
Well, I know it's kind of tough because, you know, traditionally we're used to paying 6 to 10% on a loan, right? It's just when someone gets anything higher than that, it's like, you're crazy. There's no way. But then if you look at, you know, what am I really getting? I'm getting cash. What am I putting up for it? Nothing. We're literally taking your word and just hoping you pay us back. You know, and that's why it's unsecured. It's a high risk loan.
Right.
You know.
I follow you.
So, but I tell you what, this is what I'll do. I'll send you an email with what I would need. And if you're curious and you want to see, like, I have multiple programs. It doesn't have to be that program. But I'll just kind of give you your option for that. So I'll tell you, you were approved for this. If you want it, these would be the terms. If it makes sense to you, we can look into it further. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. There is no harm, no foul. You know, it's just for your knowledge and, you know, if it's in your back pocket for your business.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, shoot me an email and, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay. What's the best email for me to send that over to?
T. Padovic, my last name, PADOVIC, @... T&T, which is going to be all spelled out, T&D, Machine, Inc., INC, .com.
Okay. So I got T. Padovic, your last name, @ T&T, spelled out, Machine, Inc., .com.
Correct.
Cool. Yeah, I'll shoot it over. How soon is this project going to come up where you guys have to act on or make a decision?
Well, like I said, it's already started. It's just that I haven't gotten around to, you know, figuring out, do we want to go this route of, you know, creating all this inventory or not?
Right.
There are some cost strategies, but I haven't looked at everything in detail. So I'm going to do that before I make any kind of a decision which way I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I would love to, you know, just give you your options and what, you know, so that way you know and helps make you a better decision for your business. Also, keep in mind, I've actually helped a few businesses where they've never done a working capital loan like this before. And what we did is we did a smaller amount. Right. So somebody, he was interested in 150, but we actually just started off with 50. So he did the 50 just so he could try the program out and see, you know, how it worked out for his business. And then he liked it. It worked out. So he ended up taking out another 150. So we're almost kind of like a line of credit. We can get you more, though, than your typical line of credit from a bank. And you can get money anytime you want, and you can pay it off anytime you want. There is no prepayment penalties on any of our programs.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. And if you have any questions, why don't you take down my number so you can give me a call directly.
Okay.
It's 858-909-8867.
8867.
Uh-huh. And my name is Jeremiah, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We've been around for 14 years, so you know it's not. This is what we do. I've been here for a couple years now, so I'm like I said, I'm pretty experienced in helping businesses out, and I understand as a first time coming into this new type of loan. It's fairly new. It's only been around for a few years, so. A lot of businesses are just kind of, you know, getting their feet wet with this type of loan. But if it works out for you, you know, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You'll know, you know, just by the terms.
Right. Okay.
All right, Tony. We'll be in touch. I'll send you an email. And if you have any questions, I mean, just anything, just don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay. We'll do, Jeremiah.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
Bye.